Welcome to the DeCesare Group Podcast. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare, and I'm happy you're here. Did you know that in the next 25 years, Bowling Green's population is expected to double? So how do we plan for that? And how can each one of you help with the process? Our guest today is Warren County Deputy Judge Executive Brian Downing, who is going to break down the BG 2050 project. The BG 2050 project is an action planning group tasked with building a bold blueprint for the Bowling Green and Warren County of 2050. But your input is being sought as well. An online conversation is currently underway for the public to help shape the future. Brian tells us more about how we can all get involved with the BG 2050 project. So here's my conversation with Brian Downing. Brian, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group Podcast.
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about being here today.
Well, we want to talk about BG 2050 and how it came about. And I know this is sort of an effort in conjunction with the County of Warren. And so talk a little bit about the BG 2050 project.
Absolutely. We're right in the middle of this public input section of the BG 2050 project. But to kind of go back to the beginning, I used to be a teacher and coach, and so I kind of explained to people the famous Jim Valvano speech from the ESPYs. And in that speech, he says, you need to focus on three things every day: where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go. And so when Judge Gorman was running for office, some data came out that we're at 144,000 people going to 200, probably more than that, 230,000 by 2050. And so being a big picture, visionary type person, Judge thought, hey, we've got a plan for this growth. I've lived here my whole life, mm-hmm. and on the south side of the county, which has exploded in growth. But growing up, I had to drive to the IGA on Three Springs Road, where it is now, to get pizza delivered. And so it's totally different.
Oh, you had to meet the pizza man.
I had to meet the pizza man. They wouldn't come to our house. And as a kid, I rode my bike there one time. We're about 3 miles from there. I got in a little trouble for that.
You didn't tell Miss Downing, did you?
Absolutely not. I'll probably get grounded after that now. Where we are now is this unbelievable growth in the next 25 years. And so the BG 2050 project is about getting people from across the community together to plan what we want that growth to look like. We live in a really special place. Mm-hmm. If anywhere you go in the state, they talk about how special Bowling Green Warren County is. And I was talking to somebody just this week that we have a special place, and BG 2050 should be about how do we keep the specialness and just add more people. And so in the summer of 23, we had some folks come together and talk about what did make Bowling Green Warren County special. And that was kind of the beginning of the BG 2050 project. Folks talked about how we're innovative and welcoming and thriving, and those are the things we want to keep. Mm-hmm. And so over the last 18 months or so, we've developed these eight pillar groups. And those pillar groups are economic development, talent development, housing, infrastructure, quality of life, public health, tourism, and storytelling. And we've got about 100 folks across those eight pillars that have been meeting regularly, talking about, okay, I'm in tourism, mm-hmm. individually. And so we talk about, okay, what do we want tourism to look like in 25 years with 75,000 extra people?
I like the way Doug says it when he says, we're basically going to grow by another city of Bowling Green.
Absolutely.
The population of the city of Bowling Green, we're gonna grow that much in Warren County.
Right. I think the last data I looked at, in the 2000, we were at about 92,000 people. So in the last 25 years, we've grown by about 50,000, mm-hmm. and here we're going to go 75,000 more in the next 25, which is just mind-blowing. So we want BG 2050 is about directing how we want to grow and not reacting to it.
Yeah, I think, and I may be off on my numbers a little bit, when Amy and I moved here in 1992, maybe 60,000 people in the all together, Here we are today at, 120, something like that.
Mm-hmm. About 144, I think.
144. And so, it's going to put us over the 200,000 mark. I kind of equate Bowling Green and Warren County to Montgomery County, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, they were going through what we're going through now.
Right.
And, they're over 200,000 in population as well, and they've been booming and had a lot of success down there.
Absolutely. And, you can look at communities that have allowed the growth to happen to them, and it's not what you want it to be. And then you can look at a community. I'll use Huntsville, for example, who's experienced unbelievable growth in the last 20 years or so. And I think that is a place we could look at for a type of community we'd like to have.
And they kind of prepared for it as well.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, being Rocket City. And and fun fact about Huntsville, more PhDs per capita than any city in the country.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah.
But then, you know, on the other end, you don't want to have the type of growth. You don't want to be – you want to have the growth, but you don't want to be – stuck kind of like Murfreesboro was at one point. They weren't ready for it, and they exploded like overnight.
Absolutely. And then you go down there and strip center apartment complex, strip center apartment complex. And you know, we don't want to react to the growth or let it happen to us and wake up in 25 years and go, what are we living in here?
Go to Houston if you want to see that, you know, kind of Wild West mentality. And I say that, but I love Houston. But you could have a salvage yard and on one lot, and right next door a $10 million mansion.
That's right. our planning and zoning folks sometimes get some grief from people, but they absolutely do a fantastic job trying to direct and keep the growth the way it should be, so we avoid things like that.
So there's a website, whatcouldbgb.com, and that's where people can get involved.
Absolutely. So that's our public input campaign right now, and it's been going on for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We kicked off the middle of February, and that website is very simple. When you log on to whatwouldbgb.com, scroll down just a little bit, there's a white box, and you'll be prompted with a comment from someone in the community who's added it. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be we needed an indoor ice rink in 2050. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
And below that, you're going to have three options: agree, disagree, or pass, or unsure.
Yeah.
And then just slightly below that is a spot for you to add your own ideas.
So I could add whitewater rafting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, agree for me. And one I put in is I'd love to see us to be the beginning of the Bourbon Trail in the state of Kentucky from the South. I just think that'd be an amazing thing for us. But maybe not everybody else wants that. And so I think we're probably in the tens of thousands of interactions by this point, comments and, you know, likes or yeses or nos. And we have just a couple of weeks left to participate. So if you haven't been on there, but we really want you to get on there so that we can have a wide set of input coming in. And
at the same time, you can put your own comments in there as well. I don't want to say comments, but statements.
Statements,
I think that's
yes.
The best way to you're going to see a statement, and you can agree, disagree, or pass or be unsure. So you only have three options to respond to a statement.
Correct. And an easy mistake to make is to think that box below the statement that you're being presented with is a reply. There is no conversation that's taking place on this website and this platform. It's just yes, no, pass.
Yeah.
And so at the end of this, we should be getting a large data set that can probably provide these pillars with some information to guide their conversations.
Yeah, and so I think this is the beginning of a long-range plan that's going to need to come together, because most people don't realize that communities are required to have a comprehensive plan, I think, what, every 5 years or something like that. And a lot of times you do one and then you kind of update it every 5 years. But every so often you have to just start fresh.
Right.
And, you know, with this type of growth and this type of excitement around Bowling Green, Warren County, and South Central Kentucky for that matter, you know, being a step or two ahead of the planning process is going to go a long way.
Absolutely. Moving forward with this, you know, these eight pillar groups are going to get this data set. And like I said, I'm in tourism. My thought process and what we've talked about so far is when we get this massive amount of data, we're going to go through and say, okay, what could be accomplished in 5 years? What could be accomplished in 10, 20, 25? And then that gives the city, the county, private business owners to an idea of, hey, this is what the community says they want. Can it be successful? Is it attainable? When can it be attainable? And that will let us plan for the future.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say that while I think all suggestions are welcomed on the whatcouldbgb.com website, there are some important things, things that are actionable.
Correct.
Because a lot of this has to come from local, state, and federal government when it's all said and done. So when we talk about growth, mm-hmm. and how do we prepare for it, that means planning our infrastructure, our roads, our water, our sewer, sanitation, you know, all the little things that you take for granted every day. If you add another 75,000-80,000 people, mm-hmm. to the population, how's it going to impact those services?
Exactly.
And infrastructure.
And that is something that Judge and I work on. Probably 75 to 80% of our daily tasks are revolving around infrastructure specifically, mm-hmm. whether that's roads, what roads need to be improved, where is growth happening, what type of developments are happening, where do water upgrades need to take place, sewer upgrades, mm-hmm. All of those things. And those don't happen overnight.
No.
You're in the legislature. That 6-year road plan is a guiding document.
I've been out for 8, and I still have a project on there.
That's right. And so those are the things that this 25 years plan will help us to guide. That gives us data to say, hey, folks are saying we believe that the growth, this is the type of things we want to have to take to our representation at Frankfurt or in D.C. and say, hey, this is what we need. How can we work together to accomplish this?
I mean, you think about the time, because I think most everybody who's here, when we widened I-65 to 6 lanes.
Right.
If you remember, it was 2 lanes, but that was a 10-15 year process. Mm-hmm. It takes time, and it takes planning, and it takes resources, and of course, building a road is not cheap. Today, right now, as we speak, just for the road itself, construction is probably in the $5 to $6 million a mile range. That's not counting utilities, right away, you know, planning and designing. That's just for actually constructing the road.
Exactly. And so, you know, we talk about any state or any road in our town that's highly traveled. Well, we should widen this road, or mm-hmm. we should extend this road. Those are massive projects that take all of our stakeholders, local, state, federal, working together to get that done. And that will help us dictate, or guide maybe is a better word, where the growth is going to take place, because if it's not accessible, it's not going to grow there.
Yeah. Well, and we know that, you know, based on recent history over the last 20 years, we're kind of seeing where the growth is. It's going to the north, it's going to the south, mm-hmm. It's basically going in all directions.
Right.
And you know, so it's growing out from the city of Bowling Green, mm-hmm. and so we're seeing more of our rural areas become more urban areas and more residential more than anything else. But you know, and then on top of that, you got to have schools,
right?
And I think right now Warren County school system is like a new school every couple of years.
Yes.
So what does that mean in 25 years when you grow by 80,000 people?
That's exactly right. And you know, that's part of the talent development pillar right there. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we that those people, there's some education folks in that, and then also on the infrastructure pillar, so we can talk about, okay, where the growth is going to look like it's happening here with housing. They're all interconnected and interdependent. So there's conversations that happen between the pillars as well. And once we get this data from what could be GB, it might help guide some of those conversations of, okay, how do we work with housing and infrastructure in schools to have a well-developed plan for the next 25 years?
Well, and so once this information is compiled, and I know you've got like a 100 or so listening partners right mm-hmm. now, and those are people from various walks of life within the community.
All walks, I would argue, yes.
Yeah, all walks. I think that's because I've met maybe most of them.
Mm-hmm. And they're listed on the website on What Could Be GB if you're curious on who those folks are.
But, you know, we have, you know, people from education. We have people from the private sector. We have, you know, people from the arts community. I mean, there's just so many people that have taken an interest in this project, and it's really taken off.
Absolutely. It started, I don't remember the first meeting. There may have been 50 or 60 folks there. Uh-huh. And then right now we're in the middle of this. And since this kicked off, almost daily I get a phone call or a text from somebody. So how can I be more involved in BG 2050? And so it's exciting to live in a community where so many people are invested in protecting what we love about it, but also adding the things that we desire to have.
Yeah.
And that's really what the whole project is about.
Yeah. So, you know, whether it's a indoor hockey rink or more pickleball courts or, you know, riverfront development for, you know, outdoor adventure activities.
Right.
But also, you know, we need more roundabouts.
Yes, exactly.
Or not roundabouts, whatever, you know, whatever your option is.
And that's a great example to lead into. You know, as we get this data, it's not an obligation from the county, even though we're the investing partner, really. It's not an obligation. We want to see what the data says. There's going to be conflicting statements and data. Mm-hmm. Just roundabouts a perfect one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there are folks who I love roundabouts.
I'm a fan.
You can take every red light out for as far as I'm concerned and put a roundabout in. But there are folks who hate them. And so you're going to get both sides of that, and it's going to be conflicting. So it's a guide. It is not a contractual obligation.
Yeah, this is just to get a gauge on what people every day. This is where everybody can have a voice in this process.
And that is exactly what we want. There's been community outreach events. You know, mm-hmm. The team's been at WKU games. They've gone to the more refugee populations. They've hosted events. I think in the middle of February, there was one at Crossland Community Church for the community on that side of town. Mm-hmm. It is going everywhere. Business partners have done a great job. That first weekend kickoff, I don't know how many volunteers went out passing out flyers and business cards for businesses to post. So we want as many people to be involved, including you mentioned the sprawl of our community into the surrounding area. If you live in Allen County or Barron County, you come to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
A lot of people work in Bowling Green but live there. Yeah. Tens of thousands of cars.
Simpson and Logan County. I mean, there's a lot of cross population.
absolutely. And that's a great thing. So it's not limited to just living in Bowling Green. If being what Bowling Green is impacts you, we want your voice in this.
And there's no limit on age either. I mean, if you have an iPhone and you can scan a QR code, you can get on the site, and if you're 10 years old, this is going to impact young people too.
Probably
more than anybody.
Some of us on the
in 2050, I'll be 84. So,
well, we hope you're not using the roads too much then, Jim.
Well, hang on. I plan to be a spry 84.
That's very possible. Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. If you can scan
How old's your grandfather?
87.
I've seen him in his Tesla.
No, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
There's a reason he's got a Tesla. How about that?
Yeah.
But you're right. If you can scan that QR code, you can go there. And I do advise if you scan that, you use the same device so you don't see the same prompts. Mm-hmm. Or statements
over and over
again. If you use the same device, it should pick up. I've had a few times where I'll see a repeat, and I don't know if it's a repeat of the comment or if there's a little bit of software issue, but that's my advice, is to use that same. And it's anonymous. There is no way for us to know who said what or anything like that.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there will be some statements that may look alike.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people have the same ideas.
Sure.
And have the same suggestion. So they may be worded different, but it might be the same suggestion. And once the data is pulled out, you know, that'll be filtered out to, you know, hey, we need we're using ice rink a lot. But,
right.
You know, people may say we just need an indoor hockey rink, or we just need an ice rink, or if we, mm-hmm. you know, we need an outdoor ice rink. That they'll all be combined together.
Correct. And whatever pillar group that is connected to, or pillar groups, mm-hmm. it could be multiple. They'll get that set of data and be able to use that to kind of guide their conversation leading forward.
Yeah. So what's the after March 17th when the mm-hmm. site shuts down? So March 17th is the last day that Correct. You can participate. in the poll. I'm going to call it a poll for lack of a better term. And once it shuts down, then the data is compiled together, and then the pillar groups get together again, and they sort of filter this out, and what happens then?
Right. So they'll get that data, and every pillar group's going to probably approach it a little bit differently. Like we've talked about it in the tourism group. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's filter these down and distill it down. What can be accomplished in maybe 5 years? You know, an indoor ice rink would be a great attraction, tourism attraction. People come, travel teams and all that stuff.
Right.
Stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants.
Get a Preds exhibition game, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I like the way you think there. But that may be a 20-year project, because that's not going to be a cheap thing. Acquisition, is it who's funding it? Right. How does that funding come? Where does that come from? So that is a long-range thing. That's not something that's going to happen in 10 years. But you might have one comment I saw was we'd like to have an online kind of portal of all the things that are happening in our community. And our CVB does a great job. We probably need to direct people there a little bit more, because there is a great calendar.
We had Sherry Murphy on a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, and they do a great job keeping that updated. But maybe we can direct people to that a little bit more and make it a better awareness of it. But that's something that can be accomplished in a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah.
And so that's how our group's going to approach that data. And I think most will do that. And one thing I want to really mention is this is not something that we want to do finish up in the next two weeks, get the data sometime this spring or summer, go through it, write out a plan for all these 8 pillar groups, print it put it in a nice pretty binder and stick it on a shelf and in 2050 pull it off and go, hey, we got that
check,
one, right?
Check, yeah.
Oh, man, we really messed that up. That's not what we want, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be an ongoing evaluation of where we're at, because that's how directing growth and managing it happens. You know, we've been both part of comprehensive planning, and that happens a lot. You plan, all right, we'll revisit
plans
that.
Plans change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be dynamic.
But I think it's safe to say that you're going to use this information so when the next comprehensive plan is developed for Bowling Green and Warren County, this data is going to be it's going to help, you know, develop that plan, because in a comprehensive plan, you know, you try to figure out things that have to do with workforce, future land use, you know, infrastructure, roads, sewer, water,
right,
all those things, fiber.
That's
a big one. And having all those resources and knowing where they're going to be and where they're going to be placed.
Absolutely. And so as we move forward with that helps us, you know, if we go to our legislators in Frankfurt, hey this is what this is showing. When we write grants, mm-hmm. The data that grants ask for is unbelievable. And this is a one-of-a-kind campaign and project that, as far as I know, hasn't really been done anywhere else.
Yeah, so, that's normal for this area to be trendsetters.
That is absolutely right.
Oh, well, a lot of exciting things going on here, and like we've mentioned a couple times, you have until March 17th to get this done. Of course, this is airing, you know, for mm-hmm. a couple weeks here, but you have until March 17th to get this done. You can go to whatcouldbgb.com.
Yes.
And, you know, fill out the or go through the prompts.
Right.
You know, agree, disagree, pass, unsure. Mm-hmm. Those are the three options. And you can also add your suggestions as well.
Right. The one thing you can't do is say, you know, indoor ice rink, that's the dumbest idea we've ever – that's not going to happen. I mean, you just aren't going to see those things. So those are the three options. It's going to be a great way to have a civil discussion with, I'm hoping, tens of thousands of the members of our community. I think we're well on our way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been seeing some of the numbers, and, you know, the participation has been unbelievable.
It has. The social media campaign, the grassroots, I'll say, with the business partners that have just put it up there, shared it on social media, has been just an overwhelmingly positive.
I want to talk about that for a second, because there have been a lot of business partners. I mean, you're seeing collaborative efforts just in this – putting all this together, like with the different production companies here in town, video production companies.
Right.
I think all of them worked together.
And
you
they
know,
did.
You know, you have the you know, White Squirrel held the kickoff event. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got community business leaders that are helping promote it in various parts of the county, because it's not just a Bowling Green thing, it's a Warren County thing.
That's right. And we have folks on the pillar groups from, you know, Cheney's, and people from Richardsville. I mean, it's really across the whole.
My understanding, we even have a gentleman who was like the number three at Chevron at one point.
Yes, sir. So I mean, it has been people, and that's what makes our has always made our community special, is when there's something that's going to benefit the community. People come to the table. Maybe they aren't completely aligned. You know, I'll use the school systems. You have city and county schools, and on Friday nights during football season, hey, it's a rivalry. But when there's something to get done, they come together, they work together, and that's across all facets of our community, and that's what makes us special. And this project's been no different.
Yeah. So my comment is, I want to see Western Kentucky University be a tier one flagship university in Kentucky.
I think we're well on our way.
Yeah, there you go.
On our way. I'm with you, though. And, you know, my why for this is I've got two daughters, an 8 and a 5-year-old, or almost 5, and a newborn on the way. And I want every opportunity. I hope they live here. I've never left.
Yeah.
I've lived here my whole life. And I hope they have the opportunities in Warren County and Bowling Green that they don't feel like they need to leave.
Well, you think about it. I mean, my grandchildren, your children, they'll be 25, 30 years old when this happens, and they'll be leading this community. I mean, Justin will be 50. He'll be mayor or something.
We always need good people in that role, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, Judge Executive Brian Dowling.
I'll have that red, white, and blue card by 2050, so I may be out of the picture by then.
There are a lot of future AARP members that are listening, including my. You know, I'm already past that, but you know, it's about planning for the future and making sure that we have the quality of life we have today in 2050.
Absolutely, and quality of life is really a huge umbrella that every one of those other pillar groups, you know, funnel to.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a high quality of life if you can't get around, or you can't live in a development in a certain part of town because there's no water or sewer or fiber and it's not just, but it's about doing the things with people you love outside of your work job.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so you got a few more days. You got till March 17th to go to whatcouldbgb.com. We'll put the web address on the show notes as well. I leave anything out?
I don't think so. Just keep participating, keep adding those comments. I'm excited to see, and I've loved seeing some comments. And there's been some things I've like, I never would have thought about that, but I loved it.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
It's exciting.
That's what it's all about. So check it out. whatcanbgb.com, and you gotta spell it all out.
That's
but
right.
It'll be in the show notes, but. This has been a great conversation. This is a great initiative. Take part in the BG 2050 project, and you're going to hear a lot of great things in the future about the results of this effort.
That's right. I'm going to say one last thing. And when Judge Gorman was campaigning as he ran, he said this, and it really resonated with me. And he said, if you want to live somewhere great, you have to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And that stuck with me. And this is a super easy thing to do to make your community a better place.
Yep.
We all, or maybe not all, but a lot of us take multiple minutes and hours probably scrolling social media. Hey, for the next 2 weeks, stay off TikTok or...
You don't get on TikTok to begin with.
Right. Well, I don't have it, but Twitter, whatever. But instead of scrolling those feeds these last 2 weeks, get on whatcouldbgb.com. Take 10 minutes every day, yes, no, maybe. That would be an unbelievable contribution.
Yeah. And if you are on social media, make sure you check out the What Can BGB or the BG 2050 Project Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's on all the social media platforms. Yes. You can check out some stuff there as well.
Absolutely. There's some great
videos. Yeah.
And they've done a fantastic job.
So, anyhow, well, Brian? Thanks for being on the DeCesar Group podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks again to Warren County Deputy Judge Executive Brian Downey for providing details on the BG 2050 project. And thank you for listening and joining us for the DeCesare Group podcast. Don't forget to tell your friends about us, subscribe on your preferred platform, and share your feedback with us. You can also follow the DeCesare Group on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. The DeCesare Group podcast is a companion to our newsletter, Silky Economic Development News, which you can subscribe to on our website, thedecesaregroup.com. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a public relations and consulting firm based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Our engineer and master of the flux capacitor is Justin DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly and research and writing by Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, and join us again next time for the DeCesare Group podcast.